You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, episode 192. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Find us on social media at golfunfiltered, and you can send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, please be sure to go out and leave a star rating and a comment if you feel so inclined. We take that feedback very seriously, and we always want to improve, and we want to know what we're doing well, so be sure to leave all sorts of feedback there. Before we get into today's episode with the first married couple that we have had on the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Matt and Katie Janella, you know them both from social, from Golf Channel, from all sorts of places. Just a few quick shout-outs to our friends that help make this podcast possible. First and foremost, of course, the folks over at the Hackers Paradise. If you're listening to this on the THP mobile app, hello to all of you. Hello to all of our friends over at Cleveland and Strixon Golf. Obviously, you guys know I love their equipment. They just continue to keep coming out with great stuff. The Z-Star XV golf balls, for example, have now made their way into my bag, and they are fantastic. Be sure to check those out. And, of course, our friends over at budgetgolf.com. Check out all the great stuff. They got all the new gear, folks. They got everything from Strixon. They got everything from Cleveland. They got everything from all the biggest name brands on their website at budgetgolf.com. So Matt and Katie Janella, well, these are they're probably the best couple in golf, I would have to say. I mean, you see them on social media. Certainly you see Matt on the Golf Channel telling you all about the best buddy trip locations. And we actually talk, along with Katie, about the best family vacations, when you can also incorporate a little sightseeing as well as, of course, golf in your trip. And so Matt and Katie, you know, they really go deep into travel tips, you know, some of the best things to look for when you're traveling with your family in terms of amenities and other things that really you might have overlooked before needing to bring a few extra passengers with you on your next trip. So without much further ado, I really hope you enjoy this conversation. It was a fun one with Matt and Katie Janella. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Bill Hobson from the Four Golfers Network podcast. And as you and I enjoy this episode of Golf Unfiltered with my friend Adam, I'm reminded of an indisputable reality. We, as golfers, are nuts. We chase a small ball around the planet, spending thousands of dollars in the effort to get that ball into a tiny hole. We then yell at the ball and curse it when it doesn't listen, even though it can't listen, it's a ball. This insanity is all part of the magic of the game, and it's what we celebrate on the Four Golfers Network podcast every Monday when a fresh episode comes your way on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, you know, all the places. So after you finish listening to Adam today, I'd love to have you check out the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, where we celebrate the game with top name guests and an exploration of the things about golf that both drive us crazy and bring us back for more.
I skank! The ball is just sitting there and I can't hit it.
And welcome back, folks. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I am very excited to welcome two guests on today's episode. The first married couple I've had on the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Matt Janella and Katie Janella. And of course, you all know Matt and Katie from social media. But guys, before we get into it, just thanks so much for agreeing to come on the show.
Yeah, we're married now. Hopefully we're still married at the end of the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
And so we were joking around a little bit. You know, Katie, you and I worked together briefly when we were with another network not too long ago, but it's nice to finally get the chance to converse with you also.
Yeah, you know, it was a short-lived run there for us, but it was really fun, and it's the reason I met Matt, so it was no regret.
All things happen for a reason, right? So,
right.
You know, and Matt, a lot of people obviously know the name and the face and the voice of Matt Janella. And right now, as I understand it, you do a couple different things, being the editor at large for Golf Advisory. And then, of course, the travel insider for Golf Channel. You've been to all corners of the globe. How do you find time just to kind of keep a schedule that makes sense to you at this point?
That's, you know, that'd be a good question for Katie, honestly. But we, you know, it is what it is. And it's kind of been that way for, you know, before I'd been traveling so hard for Golf Channel, I was really traveling really hard for Golf Digest. So this has been almost 13 years of real hardcore travel. And, you know, a lot of times it is the schedule is actually a moving target. It's fluid. It's, things are on the books and they come off the books. Things happen, you know, at the last minute, you got to go here, you know, and you try to plan accordingly, but the only way that I can really actually keep any sense of sanity is kind of just looking at 1-2 weeks ahead of time. And we do know things are happening out in the distance and we can build around those or protect those, you know, whether it be my own personal buddies trips or birthdays or, you know, vacations that we know we want to take at a certain time. And Golf Channel and Golf Advisor has been good about, you know, allowing us to kind of protect certain dates. But other than that, it's kind of an adventure and it happens pretty quickly and yeah. We kind of roll with it. We just got to go with the flow.
We live week to week, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We
oh,
just
yeah.
kind of plan things for our family week to week.
Yeah.
And it's become normal for us. It's our normal. So it works out fine.
And everyone's kind of got that they're normal. You know, I think that's a really good way to put it. And Katie, you know, married to a man who travels so much. And I mean, I just saw on social not too long ago, I think it was a video of Matt backdiving off of a cliff. I don't know where you were, Matt. Yeah. It looked like a very exotic place, though. But Katie, obviously, you know, you met Matt working in the golf industry space. You know, is it, I got to imagine it's kind of tough when someone's traveling as much as he is.
It can be tough at times, but we have looked at our entire relationship together as an adventure. We talked about a trip that we're going to take here coming up where we're going to be in 3 different cities in 1 week. And we literally just say every time, okay, it's just another adventure. And we look at it that way instead of looking at it in a negative way. And mm-hmm. we do have an adventure every time. And it's always fun. And we find different things and meet different people. And it's always a good time.
A lot of times, too, while I'm shooting, and we'll start shooting, you know, sunrise and we don't end until sunset. A lot of times it's clothing changes and different locations. And, meanwhile, Katie is taking the baby or, you know, to a museum or an aquarium or, you know, she's off having her own trip. And we meet back, whether it be for lunch or for dinner or what have you, but, that's sort of the way we consume the world around us.
And it's been great for band and learning. You know, we go to a museum, aquarium, or a zoo in every city we go to. So I get to learn the city and play tourist, and Bandon gets to learn. And then we meet Matt for lunch, and then we go off on something else. It's great.
It sounds like a fantastic way to, you know, make the best out of this awesome opportunity that both of you have. And I think the word adventure is a really appropriate one because we love living vicariously through the both of you. At least I know I do. And just some of the sights that you all get to do. And Bandon, I mean, let's just be honest, the best hair that a baby's ever had, I think. I mean, just an incredible, but we were joking before we got going here that, you know, Matt, you were saying how much Bandon has already seen in his short life.
Yeah, we have kept a pretty tight count on his 144 flights, 27 states. He's been to Mexico 3 times. He lived in Ireland for a month last summer. His passport is, you know, is very active. And you know, honestly, I don't know what's right or wrong, but we find, and a lot of people have noticed that socially, he is so grounded. He's, you know, he meets all these different people. His mm-hmm. one of his brothers, the 9-year-old brother Max, Katie has 3 children from another marriage that are coming, are also a part mm-hmm. of all that we're discussing, are coming in and out of our busy travel schedules. And Max taught Bandon how to shake hands, and so Bandon has walked up and shaken hands with Jim Crane, the owner of the Astros, Prince Moulay Rashid, the Prince of Morocco. You name it, as we've sort of met all these different, you know, dignitaries and athletes and celebrities along the way, you know, he gets a chance to go, and they all love getting, you know, shaking hands with a little, you know, little 20-month-old guy who walks up and, you know, looking up at him. But he's also his normal, he gets thrown into all these different social situations. And we're amazed at how well he handles it all. And he's been traveling since he's been 2 weeks old, and he really hasn't stopped since. And I think he's better because of it.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. I mean, just the fact, just such a polite little guy going and shaking everyone's hand. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really funny, actually. Yeah.
And I imagine, you know, obviously it's a great opportunity for the family to go out and to see these great things. And Matt, you've got the job to, you know, let all of us know about the best buddy trip locations or even just vacation spots. But I'd imagine that it could get a little, I don't know, maybe a little hectic coordinating all these travel schedules to get to one place. How do you manage that?
There's a team helping me coordinate my schedule at both Golf Advisor and Golf Channel. So I have point people who are helping me navigate where I'm going and how we're getting there. And once we lock in those schedules and those flights or arrangements, then the decision is made. Is Katie and Bandon coming? Does she have her kids, you know, how are we going to manage this? Do we connect the dots on from one trip to another? So it really all comes back to, you know, kind of going week to week. And we look at each other and say, does this make sense? Is this going to work? You know, I'm going to Morocco in March. We've already decided that's, you know, it doesn't work to bring Bandon to Morocco, and it doesn't work for both of us being out of the country while we have been, you know, so we've made a decision. Okay, I'm going to go, I'll be back, and I'll be gone for a week. But that we're making those decisions every week over about every trip we're taking.
Just about every day.
Yeah, pretty much every day.
About every day. Over coffee, talking about our travel schedule.
Yeah.
Nice. And it's always good to, you know, obviously have that open line of communication and the planning. And it sounds like you both have that down pat. And Katie, from your perspective, I mean, you had talked about when Bandon is able to go with you to these trips, being able to see museums and learning everything there is to know about the culture or at least the city that you're in. In your mind, Katie, what has been the most rewarding experience from this adventure you've been on?
Gosh, I think the best place we've been for beauty, for golf, for Matt, for spa, for kids, for families, was this past summer when we were in Ireland. We went to Adare Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Matt was there filming, and so Bandon and I tagged along, and it was beautiful. The golf was, right, Matt? It was insane for you.
It set a new bar, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing that's, Adam, has kind of happened is being with Katie and Bandon has changed the way I look at different resorts or destinations. So I've always tried to look at it through the eyes of, you know, a buddy's trip and a couple's trip and a family trip. But now I'm able to really see and get Katie's feedback, like, wow, the spa here is great or not great. Wow, the service here has been great or not great. Wow, the children's amenities here are fantastic, or wow, they you know, this is not a place for kids. And getting that feedback really shapes now the way I you know, kind of regurgitate the content that I have and that I'm doing on a regular basis. And that, you know, it used to be, she set a scale. We had gone to Sea Island. She goes, oh my gosh, this place is the most amazing. Now, from now on, the place, everything is going to be judged against Sea Island. And she used to ask me, you know, I'm going to Pinehurst. She said, on a scale of zero, you know, one to Sea Island, where is Pinehurst? Right? Pebble Beach, on a scale of one to Sea Island, you know, or any place,
yeah,
you know, and then we have this sliding scale. And then once we went to Adare Manor, and she in Ireland, she said, all right, it's now one to Adare Manor, and Sea Island comes in at number 9 on the list.
For
you
sure.
Know what I mean? You know, it comes in a ranking of 9 on the scale. And that, you know, that's always, we're having fun having those conversations and comparing everything now against Adare Manor.
For sure. And I would pick up and move to Ireland tomorrow. You know, I just, the place, the golf, the people, the culture, everything is fantastic. And the way they treat children over there, children are put on a pedestal, right? In America, I feel like if you go into a restaurant, people don't want to hear your baby. And in Ireland, everyone wants to help with your baby, and everyone's interested in how old your baby is. And they, oh, you can eat, and I'll eat next. Even if you don't know the people, they come up and want to converse about your children, and it's just a it's a totally different place than here.
You know, and that's
so really, I would say that's been our most fun.
That's really interesting, that point you bring up, Katie, because, you know, now my wife and I, we don't have children, but I certainly have many friends who do, and friends who like to play golf, both the husband and the wife, and then they go out and they have to think of the things that you were just mentioning about, is this going to be a kid-friendly place? And, you know, Katie and Matt, in your perspective, what are some examples of, you know, amenities that really someone like me, who doesn't have a child, what would I overlook and maybe should look for once we start that family?
Well, you can tell, I feel like you can tell right away if a place is kid friendly. A lot of places want to have something that's for the kids, but they're not kid friendly. A place like Big Cedar Lodge, mm-hmm. in Branson, Missouri, is not just kid friendly. They've kind of built the whole place with families and kids in mind, right? From the moment you walk in, and you see in the lobby and all the different things that they have going on, and now they have a fun center that's just a hub of fun activities for kids, not to mention the fishing and the outdoors, and then the two short courses that they have now. I mean, everything just seems like they always are, they start with kind of the family experience in mind. And that's Johnny Morris and wanting kids to be outdoors and having families, you know, out and active, mm-hmm. and experiencing, you know, the Ozarks essentially. But you know, you go to Pebble and you're like, this is a beautiful place, but you know, this is not kid friendly, you know? And I think Pinehurst is making moves with the putting course and the cradle and the things that can, you know, but it's pretty golf centric. And so you'd have to have, you know, kids who like golf or are interested in golf, or a family that's interested in golf. But I think, you know, right away, you know, whether or not you go to websites or read reviews or you know, whether or not a place is going to be kid friendly right off the bat.
But not only just kid friendly, couples friendly, mm-hmm. right? Like if Matt said to me, Katie, I want to go play Bandon, you know, for the weekend. Why don't you come with me?
Mm-hmm.
I would say, there's nothing for me to do. So it's also been really fun with Matt to see what resorts offer something that's an incentive for the female to say, okay, go play 36. I'll go to the spa while you play, you know, I'll go shopping here. I will experience this. I'll go to this restaurant. So that's also been really fun for me to see, tell my friends, okay, if your husband wants to play, this is a really great place for you to go to. He can have an excuse to go play golf for a weekend.
or even have an opportunity where we play nine together, or mm-hmm. even you know, having a short course and being able to, you know, it's fascinating. All of it is interesting. And I think the whole industry is really taking a hard look at themselves. I think every destination is saying, okay, what are we, who are we catering to, and how can we get better at catering to our target, or how can we expand the audience so that we're not just buddies trips, or we're not just, you know, Stream Song is a buddies trip facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to have the big hotel and all the different amenities to say, I'll bring your family. But at the end of the day,
no,
you're not going there with your family.
No.
It's just not happening. You know, you're not, you know, and that's where I think they've kind of missed the mark. They should have cottages and catered to the buddies trips, because that's really where buddies trips go to hang out. And it's not where I would ever consider taking my family or just Katie and myself.
Well, I crashed Matt's buddy's trip there a couple of weeks ago. And for a night. And we just hung out in our room because there wasn't a common area like a cottage, right, with like a living mm-hmm. room. So we just hung out in our room with his friends.
You know,
yeah.
Hanging around with a play cards or anything like that, yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, you know, I could relate to that very much so in a couple ways, because my wife does also play golf every so often, and one of the most rewarding experiences we've had as a couple and the game of golf, we live in the Chicagoland area, as you both know, and we would make our way out to Eagle Ridge in Galena, and I think that's an example. Matt, you touched on, you know, a resort, and Katie, you said this too, about a resort that has a lot of different things to do in addition to golf, and I would say that that's a really fine example, because they've got the nice downtown area. There's a few things right there on the resort as well. And then conversely, a couple buddies and I just went to Arizona to check out the waste management. I don't know if I'm going to do that again. Let me tell you, that was rough. But that was an example of courses that we played that really would not be family friendly. And so, you know, do you see, Matt, in your travels, and Katie, more resorts going towards the family friendly approach, or is there still a space only for those buddy trip locations?
There's still a, you know, I think Bandon is definitely a buddy, you know, pure golf. And I say that all the time. That's, you know, they know their clientele and they deliver an experience that matches their clientele, mm-hmm. you know, pretty Spartan, you know, accommodations, you know, no effort to do a spa. They have massages for guys who would play 36 a day, you know, where you can go get a, you know, rub down, but there's no real jacuzzi. They've got a little, you know, a little gym, a little jacuzzi, but so then they're not pretending to be anything more than what they've always been, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's also why they're so successful at it. I think when you start getting the conflicts and the you know, well, we've got the golf for the very good golfer, you know. And again, I bring Stream Song up because it's one that I think the accommodations and the lodging and the amenities doesn't necessarily fit their clientele. And they'll, you know, they can make adjustments and they can add cottages and they've added a putting course. They can, over time, they can, you know, broaden or get better at sort of serving more than just buddies trips. But they are going to have to make moves to do that, in my opinion. I also think the cities that are around these destinations, you know, Scottsdale, I could go and play a bunch of golf in Scottsdale, and Katie could have a great time in Scottsdale and not do any golf because we're in a cool city that has a lot of great elements. Austin is another one. Mm-hmm. Barton Creek is a great destination for golf, and Austin's a great city just to hang out in and see. But Chicago is another one, right? San Francisco, all these, if you're near a big city, you can get away with having, you know, a couple's trip in which one member of the couple is playing a lot of golf and one isn't, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or a family trip to these places when they're near a big city, a place with a lot of activities that are going on in the area.
And you guys are on your way to another trip next week, my understanding is.
Where are we going next week?
I love it.
We're going to the island. Remember?
Oh yeah, we are going to
the island. We're going to my ultimate US location.
We're going to see, you know, they're building their work. The Love Brothers are working on redoing Plantation, which I hope to take a look at. And I understand they've built some cottages and did a putting course. So I'm, again, this is a great example. Sea Island, you know, with under this new leadership and ownership and knowing what Mr. Anschutz knows about the Broadmoor and all that destination offers, I think Sea Island is getting better at kind of rounding out. You know, they were almost too family-centric, too couple-centric, and realizing maybe they need to cater more toward the buddy strip. And, you know, with the addition of the lodge and now some cottages and a redo of one of the golf courses and a putting course, I think they're actually getting better at buddies trips now after being really good at families and couples. And I think that's, you take Sea Island and it's great, and I think it's even getting better.
So I know that you all have a very important dinner date tonight, and so I certainly don't want to keep you from meeting up with your friends.
Every dinner date is important.
well said. So,
good answer.
Just a couple thoughts from the two of you, and I've been trying to think of just the best travel tips for my own personal use, but I want to hear from the experts now. I consider you both experts. So I want to hear from both Matt and Katie. The top two travel tips, either when traveling in general or with a family, that the listeners could really benefit from. Matt, do you want to kick us off?
Well, I in packing, I give this tip a lot. You know, I think I got this probably from Marty Hackle, Mr. Style, back when I worked at Golf Digest. He said, pack pack in light colors. So things are interchangeable. First of all, you got to pack efficient, and packing efficient means with packing. So I'll go on a trip and I'll have kind of a blue theme to everything I'm wearing. So blue or gray or brown, things that match that I can then interchange pants and shorts or shirts or sweatshirts. And then I'll go on a trip where it's black and gray themed, and it allows me to pack tighter, more efficient. And I'm changing clothes a lot on these trips because of the demands of the shooting schedule and all that stuff. So I've got to be really conscious about that. That would be one tip I have right off the bat.
Okay. Katie, how about you?
The two biggest helpers for me this past, how old has it been in 20 months of traveling with a baby, has been Club Glove. I know it sounds a lot like an ad, but it's so true. Their luggage is so easy and durable, and it all hooks together. So even if I have Bandit alone and a stroller and a diaper bag, I put three bags together and I can do it all by myself if I'm traveling by myself.
Nice.
So that's really easy. And also, everywhere we go, I find like a wash and fold. So in Ireland, we were gone for, over 4 weeks, and I found a wash and fold in the cities we were at so we could pack less and always have clean clothes.
Nice.
Yeah, a mother thing, right?
Yeah. The other thing, loyalty has its benefits, obviously, on airlines and traveling with family and putting in those miles. Being able to, I get upgraded a lot, and I end up giving away my upgrades so that I can go back and sit with Katie and Bandon, obviously, because we're all in it together.
Sure.
And that's been a huge advantage for us, being able to always sit together on planes. The other thing is, and I echo the sentiment on Club Glove, if for no other reason than, I put so much into my golf bag, extra pairs of shoes. I always recommend at least two pairs of golf shoes, because if one is rubbing you the wrong way, you've got to be able to back up. If one gets wet, you've got to be able to put on a dry pair of shoes the next day.
Mm-hmm.
One can be more your classic golf shoe. One could be more of the new sort of walking golf shoe. Being able to have that large size Club Glove, golf bag is a huge advantage, to be able to just throw things in. Plus, we're picking up things along the way,
yeah,
whether they're gifts or the place to put all the dirty clothes or all the things or whatever, and boom, it just all goes into the golf bag. I mean, we use that
toys, Bandon's golf clubs. We can't go anywhere without his golf clubs.
Everything goes in there, and that's just a huge, I'm not sure what I would do without that.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are actually really great tips, and things that you don't normally think about, of maybe leaving a little extra space in your luggage for the things that you pick up down there and the like. So it's funny, though, too. I can't help myself but ask, Matt, you mentioned you have to change clothes so often, and Katie, I know you travel with the baby and all Bandon's things. Who normally has more luggage, Matt or Katie?
Matt. Serious. Yeah, that's true, because I have one bag for me and Bandon, and then you usually have a bag and your golf bag and a backpack. So you do.
Your bag is bigger than my bag.
So maybe it's equal.
We always have the same amount of things every time we leave on a trip. It's my bag, her bag, my golf bag. It's a pack and play for Bandon to sleep in. It's a stroller. It's a car seat, because you got to have a car seat.
Yeah.
And then my backpack and a diaper bag. So
we travel with a lot.
We're always got that. But I always insist that whatever it is that we have, we should be able to take it. We should be able to carry it all ourselves. You got to be able to have. So I'll take my backpack, the golf bag, and one of my bags, with a pack and play on top of one of the wheel bags, and she takes
the stroller,
the baby, one of her bags, and the diaper bag.
You should see us coming down the terminal. It's pretty funny.
I can imagine. So I'm picturing it now. Yeah. Here comes the Janella army, just with everything coming.
Yeah. Especially when we have the other three kids too, and we're traveling we were with them in California, and the amount of bags that the six of us had, it was crazy.
It's literally,
but it's really fun. It's really fun.
It sounds like you guys are having a blast, and it's such a blast to follow you both on social. Keep up the great work, and thanks again for taking the time on a busy Friday to chat with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. This has been fun. Another adventure, just doing this. And we're still married.
Yeah.